Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. The Lord lets us know in advance about what's going to take place. He says he does nothing unless he tells us first. And as you know, if you've been with us over the years in VFN TV, VFN Radio, we've been letting this prophetic words come out, sharing others that are hearing prophetic words. But one particular person that the Lord's told him that God was going to give wisdom to is Morningstar Ministries and Rick Joyner. I want you to hear very specifically about the measurement of really where we are as a nation, where we are in regards to debt, in regards to the size of our debt, and what we should do. As he is speaking to Jim Baker on Jim Baker's show, take a look right now. This is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries.
So here, if there is going to be a turning, if there is going to be a repentance and a turning back to God in our country, I think God's going to give us a lot more time and things are going to be better than ever.
If we turn back to God.
Yeah, I mean, he can fix things. There's some ways that we're in an impossible situation in the natural. I think it's 4 years ago, what was it? The International Monetary Fund estimated our debt at over $60 trillion, a real debt. Then they came back a short time later and said it's over $102 trillion, and now it's gone way up. They said, one of the things they said, if you taxed Americans 100%, they couldn't pay this. There's no way this can be paid. You know, so there are things that have got to give. The value of all the world's goods put together, right down to everybody's rings and shoes and everything, was estimated to be about $350 trillion. Well, world debt's over $700 trillion. So, I mean, we're upside down.
Totally.
You know, the world is in default.
Yes.
It really is. But, you know, all of this is nothing for God to pay. I mean, even the whole world's a speck of dust in his universe.
Yeah.
You know, and but if we turn back to God, he will heal us.
Yes.
And we have a purpose and a destiny.
Yes, we do.
We are in Scripture. America is in Scripture. And we have a purpose and we have a destiny that I don't think we've yet fulfilled. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take an absolute miracle on the level of the Red Sea parting for us to get out of the place we boxed ourselves into. But that's what Jubilee is.
Yeah.
We may get back to a point where it's okay, forgive all debt, forgive. We can't do this. We can't do this. Just everybody's back to zero. Let's start again. And this has happened in a number of countries.
So God really had a good idea.
Yeah.
With Jubilee.
Absolutely.
It's the only way out for this. It's the only way out.
And everybody has their debt released, but they get their inheritances back.
Mm.
It's a restoration of inheritances. But now one point on God's judgment. We as a nation can't get away with things other nations get away with. And we've been trying to do things like other nations. When the Lord, he said to those, some of the most righteous cities in Israel, Sodom is going to have it better in the judgment than you. And if the miracles had been done there that were done in you, Sodom would have repented and lasted until today. They would still be here. He said, they're going to have it easier in the judgment than you are. Why? Because the level of judgment is not just based on the level of evil, but it's based on the level of light that is rejected. The Lord had come to Israel. He had come to those righteous cities. They didn't repent. Look at what they reject. Now look at what America's reject. Look at the light we've been given, that we've had.
Yes.
And look how far we've fallen.
Wow.
Look at the depravity of what's being manifested in Planned Parenthood and all these other things. And we're flaunting perversion. Our nation, our government is not just celebrating perversion that God not only calls sin, but an abomination.
Yes.
And we're not going to get away with it. But I see signs of awakening, repenting, and turning back to God.
There it is.
When we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing more from Rick Joyner talking about how the hordes of hell has been open in regards to America, and if it's America, it's the world as well. But also understanding that, you know, how are things going to be responded to by our government? Martial law is going to be coming. No, martial law is not necessarily bad. George Washington put in martial law. It all depends who the marshal is going to be, and are they willing to let it go after that particular time? This is such an important program because we got to pay attention. You know, what is God saying? Because, you know, things happen in nations, things happen in countries, things happen to people, but God's people continue to move along. His kingdom goes despite what's happening anywhere else. Remember the ministry of Jesus. Remember the ministry of the disciples. All kinds of things were happening paralleling what's going on with the church. But God's church continues on. It continues on, and the church, I believe the greatest revival the church has ever seen is going to happen because we're going to awake.
John, you think about that if you add it up all the way down to people's wedding bands and everything that we
shoes,
have, 300,
Nikes,
300 trillion, yeah, yeah, Nikes. I mean, that's 400 trillion with the Nike thing. but there's 700 trillion in debt.
Worldwide debt.
And then you look at these hedge funds. I think they're like hundreds of trillions. Some of this crazy, these hedge funds.
Crazy.
And the whole world is at a place of default. Mm. And I don't have a lot of news on it right now, but I read an article, and I was looking over the Drudge Report, and I saw an article that was written in a publication about, you know, Hillary Clinton was talking about opening up some sort of banking system in America.
Another one?
Another kind of, yeah, system? I got to find out more details on it. And, but you look at George Soros and how he handles, you know, currencies and what's happening. I mean, there's never a, evil fills a void.
Oh, is
and
that,
you saw when we pulled out of Iraq the way that we did. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and you hear what President George Bush said, there's a reason why we can't pull out. If we pull out, and he goes through this whole list of things that's going to happen. And it was prophetic. Exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so evil just came in to fill that void. And now more evil's coming in. Well, with $700 trillion in debt, for what Rick Joyner was saying, you're looking at, you know, a great opportunity for someone who's evil to come in with a new economic system. And it makes me think about the beast economy.
Mm.
The beast is the beast. People aren't the beast, but people can be servant to the beast. You know, that whole concept. And it says people cannot buy or sell in the book of Revelation. You can see on your lower third right here, lower screen, you know, mm-hmm. what scripture that is. But you cannot buy or sell unless you've received this mark. So it's economic thing. So we're like, you know, people are saying that, you know, I don't know if this is the moment, but when you see the bear coming in Russia, you know, and you see Persia doing what they're
catch
doing,
a clue.
Their soldiers are going in today, I think.
And oh, yeah.
That's like the hat of
Iran,
Israel.
Yeah.
It's right, Iran. It's right on top of Israel. But you're looking at, and then you're talking about, I want to set up a new banking system that, you know, Hillary Clinton's daughter got married at George Soros's daughter's house.
Yeah.
You know, George Soros is the one that, you know, worked and made money on the falling of economies. I mean, this is crazy days, you know?
Just look at history. Every people group, every nation that didn't trust God, right, for their finances,
right. They
wind up trusting in somebody else. And typically
right. That's
the government.
Right.
I mean, look what happened even in Germany. It was always about, it's all about the economy. Somebody wants to take care of them, you know, take care of me, give me something, promise me a good economy, a good job and wealth. And Hitler was able to fill that void. He was literally stealing furniture, monies, heirlooms from Jews and giving them to the German people and saying, here you go, you deserve it. And by the way, you know, this is from Hitler. And we hate the Jews.
You know, we have the benefit of looking back at history.
Mm.
So they saw Hitler as an option.
Right.
Now we know after we saw what he did.
Careful, careful.
Yeah, careful, careful. And people in America, a New York Times was praising him, you know, in the beginning of what he had done. The Red Cross went over and, you know, and inspected the ghettos, if you would. But it was places that they were keeping the Jews. And the Red Cross came back and said, they had them all playing musical instruments and everything, you know. And it was just all a farce. And it wasn't until afterwards. But now our generation, we know, you know, this is.
Well, what concerns me is that, you know, according to George Barna's polls, that only 3% of the church is actually tithing. So, you know, where's our
and reading the Word of God, making decisions based on what God's Word is, was the authentic Word of God, living and active. And
it's a perfect setup for someone to promise everything to you.
Yes, you got to know. How will you know a lie unless you know the truth? The truth is the Word of God. So you read Scripture. And all of a sudden you hide that in your heart when all of a sudden somebody lies to you and says, we don't need the Bible. Let's get Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf. Let's get our own Bible. And Hitler created his own Bible. He was the savior of... he saved his little old mustache and all that. And so when you think about that, but people bought into it. Why? People buy into a lot of stuff that they perceive you're going to save them.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard recently, you know, I heard somebody talking about politicians and, you know, and somebody in the audience says, because they were talking positive about this one, negative about this one, and somebody out of the audience on this program says, well, what man's going to save us? Mm. People are looking for a candidate to be president in America that's going to say, no man or woman can save us, but Jesus Christ can save us. The hordes of hell, based on what the Lord has been showing many of us, and you're seeing in the beginning of this program, what's about to happen and happening according to Kamal Saleem. But even when Rick Joyner's talking here on Jim Baker's program, talking prophetically about the hordes of hell being released, think about it, the hordes of hell. And I always underestimate evil. I always underestimate it. You can't underestimate evil. Evil is that plus some. Listen right now.
But I believe people that are coming across to kill us, ISIS is coming across the same borders. And this man sitting right here says the hordes of hell, and I don't know who they are. They might be ISIS. They might be what? Who is these
There's
hordes of hell?
There is a mixture. Some of what I saw in that dream were they were from some kind of deep witchcraft that had come up out of the culture or something. I think it was from the old Mayan thing. It was just this terrible evil. It was so bad, it was freaking out the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda people. And there is a terrible mixture. I've had other dreams since then about that. One of them, I was able to like walk in and out of their camp, hear their conversation. And it's like they couldn't see me. I was invisible. And it was the worst kind of hell you could imagine. Their camp was the worst hell. They hated each other as much as they hated us. You know, a demon of hatred just hates.
Yes.
They were all afraid of each other. They were afraid to turn their backs on each other, too. That fear, that paranoia that they were trying to impose on everyone was in them. It was the worst kind of hell they were living in. And but it is being released on the earth. And, you know, that's... You know, a friend of ours who's an Orthodox rabbi in the old city of Jerusalem had this dream in which he saw the bowels of hell being opened, the deepest bowels of hell. Something was released. And in his dream, Morningstar was given the wisdom of how to deal with it. And we received this wisdom through a Catholic priest. So this man, he was the first priest to get his doctorate through our school. I knew was a Catholic exorcist. This last exorcist movie was made about a lot of things that happened to him. He didn't recommend those movies, by the way, but he thinks they're sensationalized and don't go to those movies. Mm-hmm. But he went to see that one that was about him, and he said it was pretty accurate stuff that happened. So I said, okay, Father Mark, you got to come speak at our conference. You're the one that's going to have wisdom for us.
Yeah.
This is when, you know, I was involved in that documentary that James Cameron and all.
Yes.
And they wanted to film our conference. So we've got these movie people from Hollywood. And I'm trying to get the wisdom for how to deal with the bowels of hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this all came up. It's perfect setup. But Father Mark, you know, I asked him to come speak. By the way, he got kicked out of his parish. He was from the Netherlands, and because of that. But he came to speak in our conference, and I thought he had the wisdom like I'd never, ever imagined how to deal with this dark evil. Hmm. You know what he did? Didn't mention the devil, didn't mention demons, didn't mention darkness. He preached Christ like I've heard very few people ever preach Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was it was truly, truly an amazing.
This is amazing. This is so amazing. And you're hearing this, and it bears witness with what we're hearing and others are hearing. And, you know, all y'all know in part and prophesy in part. But it's amazing how much wisdom the Lord has given Rick Joyner and those around him. And this is like a 30-year journey for Rick. This is not like something that just got, you know, 5 seconds ago. He has, you know, the book The Harvest, mm-hmm. Final Quest, Epic Battles of the Last Days, Torch and the Sword, talking about all these, the call, that's very relevant right now to America. And we just got to get wisdom on how to position ourselves in this day. And when you think about the hordes of hell, and understand it's not like, you know, the devil comes out of hell. It's those that are held captive by him to do his will. So it's human beings and who God loves. And so when you're seeing people rise up, if we don't move like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're going to be defeated. If we hate a hating demon, then it's going to win. We have to love. And very specifically, you heard it in the beginning of this program. This evil rising up, Dr. King said, be sure to fight it with Christian principles, and it's to love. You know, somebody says, you know, we need our church to grow, which is, you know, how about the kingdom of God to grow? But either way, then you need to go talk to somebody who's held captive by the hordes of hell, and you need to win them to God. Mm-hmm. God loves that person. At that time, they're held captive, just like this man that had 1,000 demons in him. You know, his name was Legion. God delivered him, and all of a sudden, you know, 1,000 hordes of hell left this man, and he's worshiping Jesus, saying, let me go with you. And he said, go back to your town. And he's going like, you don't understand. I've been naked and chained, cutting myself here. Can you send me somewhere else? Yeah. That was before Google, so it doesn't matter anymore. You know, the Google, is this the chain-cutting guy? So anyway, so we got to be able to position ourselves. Well, hordes of hell, think about what Kamal Saleem said of Kuhn's ministry, talking about 450,000 radical jihadists, you know, coming over our border. Listen to Kamal Saleem right now about that.
In 2010, the U.S. patrol border reported that nearly 450,000 Islamic terrorists crossed into the United States of America. 2010. And the numbers are escalating. And what happened, the reason why they know those numbers and they report them, because they could not deport them back because Canada or Mexico would not take them back. So America is stuck with them. And America would not send anyone to jail. So what they have to do is give them a court date. And because we have no place and no money to spend on them, so they release them back into society and they disappear. And so what happened is, today America is in grave dangers. And why? Because they want to hurt the United States of America, specifically the church.
After this break, we're going to be talking about martial law and how to position yourself to hear from God. Because when it looks totally hopeless, even within 24 hours of destruction, you know, our God can respond and deal with our enemy. But I think about, you know, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, it says very specifically, it says the wrath of God. And all wrath is not the end of the world, believe me. But the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people. So it's what people are doing, not what some earth is doing, people, who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So if we want truth to arise, we're going to have to repent of the sin. We repress the truth when we refuse to deal with the sin in our life. It says, who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what he has made, so that people are without excuse. You know, we have so many doctrines that are being taught, wrong doctrines in America. We're thinking we can still walk in wickedness, which is sin, you know, doing outside what God says, and somehow the truth is going to win. You know, I'm with you. We're going to have to go, you know what? We got to repent. We got to say, God, anything that's in my life, starting today, that's not of you, I want it out of my life. And guess what? The truth begins to reign. Till that, we're going to look at some great discipline coming. The hordes of hell is what Rick Joyner's talking about. Hordes of hell, 450,000 radical jihadists. I mean, you're looking at, you know, discipline. And it's amazing. Wickedness is increasing. You know, people who want to go against the ways of God is increasing. And it's I'll be honest with you. There's just a huge wave of temptation in the air. You have to be, God, I'm making a covenant with my eyes.
Yeah.
God, keep me pure. You're fighting in this environment because
it's a cesspool. It really is.
And I can imagine what it's like in New York City right now and Jersey. And it was already tough at that point.
There's a storm headed that way.
I know it. Run. And so he's talking about martial law here, Rick is. And This is important to understand because so many people, depending on whether they like who the president is, they go, martial law is evil. But martial law is always used when people go crazy. Riots break out, the hurricanes that took place in on the Gulf Coast and in New Orleans and Katrina, they brought in when people started looting stores and all of a sudden. But this is what's important. If you look at Jadeham, where they had this a military exercise going all the way across the southern part of the United States, all the way from Florida to California, reports are. And those are military soldiers who have no authority over citizens of they cannot use their force against American citizens.
Right.
Unless martial law kicks in.
Wow.
So if martial law kicks in, that's where the president becomes the commander in chief in regards to the military forces who can, you know, set up curfews and these type of things, which is really good. I mean, if you're not a thief, you know, and you don't want your store robbed and you want your stuff still there, you don't want your children, you know, hurt in this thing, and you have to go home until they say you can come back out again.
Right.
That's only a bad thing if you didn't prepare, like prudent preparation that we talked about. You need to prepare for at least 90 days. Hmm. Sign up for the VFN Torch newsletter and get prudent preparation in your email. You need to prepare. The reports are, prophetically, was that time has already passed. I don't know. The end of summer was supposed to have passed.
And bless somebody with it. You know, get people signed up. It's important.
Yes. Yes, it really is. And but let's listen to martial law, what Rick Joyner's talking about martial law and what the Lord has shown him.
You told us about martial law, what, 2 years ago maybe, that you said it would come.
I think more than that.
Do you still?
I started saying that in 1987, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's when the Lord showed me it's coming.
He said,
start praying for who the marshal is.
Is it still coming?
Oh.
Yeah. I have no. That's one thing I don't have any doubt about. It's not a matter of if, it's when. But it can be a good thing. It can be a jubilee. And one thing, Washington is too broke to fix itself.
Yeah.
It just is. It's way too broke to fix itself.
Not too good of news.
Yeah. And get the right marshal and who can get things back on track, we can have a better future than we've had a past.
But if we have martial law, things have gotten to be, they have to fall apart to be at that stage.
Well, things could fall apart really quick. Our dollar collapse and our, all of a sudden people have no food, no, you know. Well, there are a lot of things that can cause
this thing that's going on down in Texas, what is that?
Jadeham.
Do you hear that Jadeham thing that's going on, though? Do you think that has anything to do? People are really stirred up about it. They write me a lot. Have you studied it at all? Do you know?
Yeah. I know.
Because people think martial law is going to come out of that. They think that's what they're preparing for.
And it, in all honesty, you know, every one of the, I'd say, first world nations is preparing for everything from pandemics to whatever to create a situation where you need martial law. I mean, bird flu's back on the radar screen. Yeah. I told you it's coming.
Right.
I don't care if it goes away for a while. It will come.
Right.
Was it 45 million turkeys and chickens?
People don't. It's not in the news. The people, they don't put it out in the news. That's why eggs are so high priced now that we had to stop. We can't send out the special 20-year shelf life eggs anymore. They're just so expensive that we're embarrassed to charge that much money because the chickens are being slaughtered by the millions, and now they're saying it could come back, isn't it, this fall?
Yeah, it's really serious. It is mutating, but here's the thing people don't think about. You know, it won't just kill our turkeys and chickens.
No.
If it sweeps the land, it's going to kill all birds. They have zero defense against it. Think about it, no birds.
Can't imagine it really.
No.
Just waking up in the morning and hearing the birds. I mean, you just.
But they're talking about it could mutate to man.
Oh, yeah. It is. I mean, this thing is coming. This thing is coming. There are a lot of other things. This is why
we can need martial law, in other words, to bring. Because things are.
Even
everything breaks down.
Yeah, a situation like that, you've got to. You've got to bring. It's all hands on deck. Try to bring order and preservation of life as much as you can.
It's amazing. Mm. You know, you're looking at, you know, these things we've been talking about for quite some time, and it's here. And, you know, things are happening. And so it's important to pray about who this marshal is going to be, you know. And I heard a father and a son, they were walking out of a church building, this particular son works for the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So he's a military guy with the Coast Guard. And so I'm looking at the father and the son, and I said, listen to the son. I said, if the government told you to go into your father's house and arrest him, would you do it? Without hesitation. Why, his father's standing there. Who's about to give him a ride up from the... He goes, yep, I'd do it.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, and you just came out of a church gathering? Yeah, right. Oh, this my goodness. It's your daddy. It's your daddy, man. And so it's so important to think about this. You need to learn how to position yourself to hear from God to get the strategy that God has for you. And we have this available. This is for all of our partners. We have this for you. As a matter of fact, if you partner today, we have a gift for you. It is the weapon of peace. You need to be able to get the peace of God during this time. It's a weapon that you can use and keep your peace. You're seeing it right now. And an address, how to be able to do it, go to vfntv.com to be able to partner with us. But also as a partner, you have access to a lot of prophetic teachings, a lot of prophetic teachings. And they're instantly just saying, thank you. We want you to have all this. It's available to you. Your partnership of any amount on a monthly basis, it's there for you. It's simple to do. You have instant access for that. But one of the particular prophetic teachings, which is a now word for the now time, is how to position yourself to be able to hear from God. You don't want to be how you can hear from ABC News or God loves you. He says, my sheep know my voice. He said, those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. He says, even in the book of Revelation, he says, those that hear his spirit are going to be led. You're supposed to be able to hear from God. And you can learn this. And so Jehoshaphat, a king of Israel, he had made a bad covenant with another leader in the world. And it just happened to be somebody who used to walk with God, who was appointed by God, but now he was in rebellion to God. It was King Ahab. So you had King Jehoshaphat, and you had King Ahab. There's a lot of people who once walked with God. If you get in covenant with them, you're going to have the same consequences. They're not walking with God right now. They can, but they are not. And so what he did was, Ahab asked him, he says, listen, will you help me fight this enemy? And he goes, you're the brother of mine, and just taught that standard talk. And he got into covenant with him. They went to go fight the battle. Ahab dies in that battle, and God rebukes Jehoshaphat for getting into a bad relationship. And America's gotten in a relationship right now with the king of China, you know, Saudi Arabia, the leaders of Iran, the Ayatollah,
the
Palestinian Authority. I mean, we're to the hilt like Ahab right now in regards to that. And the church is, are we going to partner with that? But this is what happened. They came to him and they told King Jehoshaphat, and God's speaking through a prophet, and he goes, boy, you done messed up. Your life is over. I am so upset with you. This is God talking. And he says, I saw the enemy, and the enemy's going to be here in less than 24 hours, and they're bigger than you. They have a bigger army than you, and they're going to destroy you. What did he do? Today in America, I think a lot of people just throw their hands up and say it's over. You know what he did? He went to God. He went to God, and he cried out to God. He put this letter down that was given to him, and he cried out to God, and he said, God, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for the bad alliances that we had and that I did. I've sinned before you. You know, forgive me. Dear Lord, help us. And he says, because you humbled yourself and you've come to me. And what he was doing through all this turmoil, he was positioning his leader back to where he wanted him to be again. Because at this point, they were all caught up horizontally in their own strength, and they thought they could do this and that type of thing. And God's going, I want to put you back into the place again where you understand I'm God. I'm the one that put you there. I'm the one that's going to keep you there. And so he turned to him, and God gave Jehoshaphat a battle plan. This is the battle plan. You act like you're going to fight them, and I'll fight them. You act like you're going to destroy your enemy, but I'll destroy your enemy. I want you to go out and put musicians in front of your marching tomorrow, and I want you to march right straight towards the enemy, confident in me, God, that I'm going to defeat your enemy. The battle is not yours. The battle is mine. Understand that. They were going to be destroyed. This army was bigger than them. You know, that's over. So you understand that this is the God that we serve. God is totally in control. He's waiting for us to turn to heaven like Jehoshaphat, cry out for our bad alliances, quit looking to man instead of God, quit looking to government instead of God, and say, God, we believe you. We're so confident in you, we'll walk out and face our enemies like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We'll stand strong and march out and begin to sing praises to you. And they did this, and guess what? As they did it, they were marching out the next day, and they're about to bank over the hill, and they're going to be facing the enemy that's bigger than them, stronger than them, had more military might than them. And they're about to face them. They did it. And they're praising God. God, thank you for the victory. Thank you that you're God. And they just kept praising him, you know, and authentically, not religiously.
Right.
And as soon as they banked over that hill, guess what God did? Every member of ISIS, no, I'm sorry, every member of that enemy that was coming against them, that was bigger than them, stronger than them, was going to be there 24 hours, God destroyed them. Mm. But they had to get God right in their heart before God was going to deal with their enemy. The secret to dealing with the enemies of yours is to get the enemy out of your life, out of your heart, out of our hearts, and repent and humble ourselves before God. Mm. This is available to our partners. You can have it. It's free. It's position yourself to receive from God, an entire series on how to line yourself up and line your church up and line your family up. And secondly, we're called to be children of the light. That comes next. That's there for you as a partner. Partnership for any amount. You instantly have access to this. We did this so that we knew this day would come, and it's coming, and we knew you needed revelation from God, how to present yourself, how to prepare yourself, and how to be stand bold, realizing though there's gross darkness in the world, the light of God, the glory of God is over you, rises over you, and kings will come to your light. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.